Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
With that, we say good evening and welcome to the AC All Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. It is a Monday night at Frickers. Places buzzing here tonight. It's because of our show. That's what I'm going to say and stick to it. Ian Wett, your host. We have Josh Mitchell back in our studio. We have a full roster of people to talk to. A couple of NCAA women's hockey skaters, ACHA women's D2 hockey coach, women's wrestling coach, and a regular on the ACL Access show to kick things off, Sports Information Director Mike Prang.
How's it going?
Yeah, well, you know, we're still recovering, I think, from a two-hour trip north. We'll start things off there. A sour way to end an otherwise very successful football season for the Bulldogs, and 8-2 to end the season, 5-2 in the conference. Certainly it was the highs of highs and then the low of lows. You know, from week one, getting a win over a D1 team, and then the two losses kind of in heartbreaking fashion to conference teams that were picked kind of to win the league.
Yeah, I mean, the projections top three were definitely correct. I mean, hope to win it, Alma number two and Adrian number three, and we kind of, you know, we did our job. And what sucks about this is, you know, between the loss to Hope and the loss to Alma, combined by 3 points only. Like, 2-point loss to Hope at home on that heartbreaking buzzer-beater field goal, 10 seconds left, 45-yarder, and then, you know, the 1-point loss on the road day on the year and the win-to-keep-moving game, so.
Yeah, you know, but momentum continues. It's difficult to kind of project success to be linear, right? So you go 6-4. Well, you went 8-2 this year, so of course we're going to go undefeated next year.
Yeah, that's a hope.
But you can hope that, and you can strive for it. Maybe other than the people in that locker room and super fans of this team thought, hey, this is possible, you know, for the year that they had. We're going to get, you know, some all-conference selections here in a little bit for football, but a season that, you know, put you to work. We're going to be rewriting some records single season, and hopefully if these younger players stick around, some career records as well. I mean, what Noah Boudry did was spectacular for a single season. Offensively, you have a couple wide receivers that you've been looking through the stats on, and those guys have something to be proud of for what they did this year.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, the thing that's nice is, yeah, it's a blow to the program to lose a guy like Noah Boudry, who's graduating. This is final year of eligibility. But, you know, you have Braden Whitaker, sophomore. Ethan Aberger, sophomore. Mm-hmm. Your offensive line, few juniors on there, so they're coming back. Your defense, Ethan Burrows was an underclassman, Tim Simmons, and, you know, you're not losing too much talent, which is huge for us. Quincy Dorsey's a sophomore. And,
yeah,
you
that
know,
blows my mind.
Yeah, Coronis Davis as well.
Still just a sophomore.
Yeah, exactly, like Liam Carey. And so, you know, what's you have a big hole to fill in that quarterback position. I mean, Noah Brugier is a freak of nature, you know, but we have a lot of guys coming back still.
Yeah, and certainly if Coach Palka wants to go transfer route again, that's a very compelling case to get a very high-level quarterback to come here for one season or maybe two and put something together. And I know there's a pipeline of guys that are getting a lot of work, so it'll be an interesting spring and certainly into the summer. All right, moving along, we have men's and women's basketball. They were in play this weekend. Both went on the road, and one closer loss, one not so close. Women's basketball kept it interesting, and the men had a tough afternoon. We'll put that lightly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the week kind of started all at Siena Heights, the final matchup between Adrian and Siena. And, I mean, it was nice to see the women get a buzzer-beater win. You know, scoring the final basket, 2.5 seconds left to win that game, and then the last second turnover by Siena. So, you know, the women claimed that final matchup. In the men's game, it was right there. I mean, it was neck and neck all the way until the final 4 minutes when Siena Heights went on a little bit of a run. And then, you know, yeah, the weekend wasn't as planned for either team, but, you know, it's so early in the season. Teams are learning. We're back at it tomorrow for the women and Wednesday for the men. And So just looking to grow from this.
Some home cooking, too.
Yes.
Right, a couple home games for those two teams. And I watched the women's game, and I called the men's game here in the Cave. And, you know, both schools, and still trying to, I think, figure out the rotation. Like, this game happened a week earlier than it normally does.
Yeah.
So we normally have two more games to kind of figure out your rotation, who's going to be the guy or the girl, in whatever case, to move the team forward. So we will see what's in store for both of those programs. NCAA hockey, women took care of business at home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of scoring and not a lot given up. In fact, one question mark, right? Just one on the weekend. So nice job for Coach Davis and his crew to get those wins. And top five matchup for the men kind of lived up to what we thought, except for the results were flipped from what we wanted.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Friday night's game was just a weird game. I mean, Aurora jumps up 3-0 at the end of the first, and Adrian ties at 3-3 2.5 minutes into the second, with two of those goals being shorthanded goals. So
wow,
just a weird overall game. And then, yeah, the final periods, Aurora takes the lead 4-3. We're forced to pull the goalie, give up an empty netter. We're down 5-3. But then we go and we score a goal, and it's one goal game again. And, you know, gave up a second empty netter because you had to. So, yeah, two goal loss, but we had to give up two empty netters in it, so to give us a chance. And then, yeah, game two, it's definitely a very defensive battle, and a lot of the time on the PK, and a lot of time on the power play too. But neither team could really find the back of the net. So, yeah, 1-0 loss in overtime. But, you know, at least we took that one to overtime, where you can at least claim 1 point in the NCHA standings.
Right. Any hope that, you know, we're looking down the road for conference postseason seeding.
Yep.
You know, that's the only place that would really hurt, is if it comes down to Adrian and Aurora. You know, the Spartans would get the nod based on the regular season result. We do play them again in non-conference, too. So
we
that
do,
helps
two games,
with the MPI ranking.
Yep, definitely. I mean, we have a very tough non-conference schedule, and it's funny because three of those games are against conference opponents.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Speaking of conference, men's D1 ACHA, a couple of nice wins against Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say Roosevelt, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's very fun. It's a fun one to say.
It's funny. It's from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. Everyone calls it Roosevelt, though.
Really?
Yep.
But it's Roosevelt, right?
Yep.
The technical. A couple wins that you'd expect from a program headed up by Gary, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, that's the first weekend of their conference series. They play a ton of non-conference games before they jump into the GL6 season. They came away two commanding wins, 6-1 and 10-1, both on the road. And back again this weekend with Davenport.
Big time series. Women's D1 ACHA taking two from Indiana Tech.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always been a good matchup for the women. And, you know, one of those was an overtime victory. So, yeah, one on the road, one at home, and just good pair of wins with them, too.
Cross country, Will Hoovener again excelled for the Bulldogs. What?
That's a guy we're always rewriting the record book with, is Will Hoovener. Another award for him.
Keeping you busy, yeah. All region.
Yeah.
So
all
he
region.
Just missed out on Nationals.
Yeah, it's the top 35 at each region, and he had a rough go over the weekend, but you know, still cracked into that to get the honor and
nice.
And everything. But yeah, fell short of a national bid.
All right, one more note for you, men's wrestling. Coach Schindel talked about it last week on the show, but he got to unveil some very special mats.
Yeah, definitely. We got new mats. The Coach Paul McDonald mat. And he was our previous coach back in the late 60s, early 70s, brought three championships to the program, and passed away a couple years ago. So we did a little dedication of our new mats to him. So they're the Paul McDonald Adrian wrestling mats.
Beautiful. As you told me off air, we got all conference for football announcement coming up tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. It'll be littered with Bulldogs.
It will be. We got a few in there.
A few.
I can confirm that. So.
I could speculate and feel pretty confident about that as well. So Mike Prang joining us. We might see him later in the show. Depends on how it goes. We might shoo him away. Whatever. Coming up, speaking of wrestling, Autumn Rux, the women's wrestling coach. She's back for year two. You didn't scare her away. She's here. We'll talk some Bulldog wrestling right after this on the ACL Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, live from Frickers.
Yeah. It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Bring your whole family to the Marillette for basketball this week. The ladies play at home on Tuesday and the men play on Wednesday. You can also catch hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN, HD2, W243AD, Adrian, 96.5, The Cave.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show on a Monday night. At Frickers in Adrian, a great place to be really any night of the week. Monday night, I don't know why I keep looking over there. That's where they normally have the specials, but I know them by heart. You got boneless wings today, bone-in wings tomorrow, sirloin steak Wednesday, chicken chunks on Thursday. They have happy hours, 3 to 6, and then 9 to close. They're really pushing this $5 bonus Fricker bucks if you buy a $25 gift card. Great for the holidays, I think. Anyway, we got Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. I'm Ian Wen. I have to do these things, you know, coach. It's part of the job, you know.
He's hoping.
Thanks. They do have booze here as well. That was kind of a given, right? So your second year, and as I joked before we went to break, they didn't scare you away. You're back for year two.
I am. Here we are.
Here we are. Obviously, you know, going into your second season of coaching, you get a full off season. You know, whether it's with the current wrestlers on the team or fully get out there recruiting, you're kind of, you know, molding this into the program you want it to be instead of just, you know, maybe getting through the first year. I mean, could you talk about what it's been like year two versus year one?
Well, I was the assistant coach for the past 5 years before that. So being with the team prior to that really helped build some relationships. But since I've switched over to head coaching, it's been a lot different. Mm-hmm. It's been kind of awesome just adapting them as my own. And they fit right into the group. And I like our new recruits. And I think our team has been awesome. We doubled in size this year. So I'm really enjoying the group we have, and we're doing a lot better than I thought we were going to do starting right off the bat. So it's been
good.
Cool.
When you say doubling your size, are you bringing in freshmen, or are you hitting the portal, or kind of doing both?
We kind of did both. We brought in quite a few freshmen this year, but we also had 3 transfers. So, okay. And those transfers have been a huge part of our success this year already. So it's been a great absorbing of them and our freshmen, and it's been awesome so far. So I'm excited to see how we do next semester.
Wrestling recruiting, obviously, is there a program similar to, I know a lot of sports use Huddle for recruiting, but is there some kind of wrestling database where you can look in as coach and do some recruiting so there's not as much road tripping as I think there might be?
You know, I have a lot of road tripping because I like to
recruit. Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Old school. Yeah.
There is ways, but I have a huge spreadsheet of, like, you know, 1,700 wrestlers per year. And I dig through and I rate them all and I dig for what I need. And It's been really good this last year, and I'm hoping to only have to bring in a select few this next year and kind of complete the package.
Did you do recruiting when you were assistant?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of built in right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where do you like to go? I mean, where's kind of the wrestling hub? Because high school wrestling, I know, is picking up, but I'm sure it's stronger in other places than others. And obviously there's Division I, Division II. You're kind of... Maybe the pickings are slim, or maybe they're not. Can you fill me in on that?
Yeah, so right now, all of our divisions wrestle each other. So D1, D2, D3 all competes against each other.
Okay.
There's like 110 D3s. Wow. There's only about 20 D2s and a handful of D1s. So okay. The majority of us are D3s. But since we all have the same championship right now, it really just depends on like what region you're at and you know what kids are looking for. So some of the best teams in the country right now are D3 teams. So... right now, it doesn't necessarily matter too much. It just depends on what's the right fit for each kid. And the regions, to be honest, we have 12 different states, I think, that represent our team. So we're not somebody who locally just picks Michigan kids or something of that sort. We get recruits from all over. So it's kind of cool to have the makeup that we do. But luckily for us, Michigan is a really good wrestling state. So we do get some really hard hitters from Michigan, too.
Right. I'm going to... make an assumption, probably like Chicago area. I don't know if you go as far as California or you do.
We have about five California girls on our team
really?
Right now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big one. Okay. California was one of the first states to have women's wrestling, so it's huge there. So that's pretty normal to get California recruits.
What about East Coast, like New York?
We have a New Yorker on our team, too.
Okay.
Yep.
So. Florida?
A few Florida girls.
We've had a roll here.
Yeah.
Ohio?
Always.
Obviously Ohio.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So how many are up on the team now? You said you got you doubled in size roughly.
Yeah, we have about 26, 27 right now, which is awesome because we had graduated 10 seniors a couple years ago, so it shortened our team up a bit. And so last year we were kind of a building year, and this year it's been awesome. So we have enough people in the room to do what we need, and it's already been showing on our competition, so it's
sure.
really cool.
Is it 10 weight classes?
Still 10 weight classes, yep.
Okay, so you got one and a half or two and a half, I should say, per
If it
class.
Worked out that way, yes. I have like 5 45-pounders right now. So, you'd love it to be like two people per weight class, but that's just not what happens when people are growing and putting on muscle and those kind of things and dropping weight and going up. So we kind of have a little bit of all of it, but we want to fill in some of our holes right now, so...
All right, and then that's part of it, right? And you mentioned when you're recruiting, now next year you can go. All right, I need to. Will you recruit by weight? Now, I talked to Bill about
recruit.
That, and he says he kind of gave me a roundabout answer, but
that freshman 15 is real, right? So
I forgot about that. I still have it.
So high school bodies, are different than college bodies. So they're growing, whether they're putting on muscle in a good way or a bad way. It's hard to recruit by weight class because I assume you're gonna grow in size. But I do recruit in the same weight class area where I need it because that's kind of the whole point of building a roster. So
right, okay. Talking women's wrestling with Autumn Ruck, second year head coach. Let's get to the mat. You've wrestled two events as a team at home, Adrian Duels and Adrian Invite. So you did a team versus team for the duels, went 3-1.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It was awesome.
I'll take that.
Yeah, we beat two D2 teams, we beat a D3 team, and we just lost to one of the top 20 D3 teams, just barely. So it was a really good turnout for our first day.
Was that the chaotic Saturday?
That was the chaotic Saturday.
Oh, gosh.
Sunday was way worse, though. So
I went walking by Saturday to go to football, and I'm like, who is yelling in the gym?
There's 7,000 events going on at the school on Saturday, so it was crazy.
Kudos to everyone for getting that figured out.
Yeah.
So then you compete in the Adrian Invite.
Yep.
Individuals. So placing 19th out of 40.
We placed a little bit higher because I think the records on that were a little bit off. We had A, B, and C brackets. That's not always very common, but we had over 550 wrestlers at this tournament. When that happens, you have to break up your brackets. So they got counted a little weird, but it turns out we were about 6th or 7th out of all the teams, which is great.
Wow.
And yeah, we did awesome. We placed three people at the invite, which this is one of the toughest tournaments in the country. So people fly from all over the country to come to our tournament. And so this is like a preseason national type thing. So having three placers was pretty awesome. And then doing really well at the duels the day before was awesome. It was a good weekend.
Now I talked to Miss Gaitchens, and I forget if it's Maya or Mia.
Mia.
Yeah. She was a freshman last year.
Yeah,
right?
She's only a sophomore.
And
she just moved herself up in those rankings too. I know you talked to her
before that. Yeah.
Yep, she went from 8th to 6th after this home competition. She beat the number 5 seed and a number 9 seed. She was ranked 8. So
yeah, we were talking like about her confidence and, you know, kind of hitting her stride, and she did a nice job to end last season, and looks like she's picking up right where she left off.
Yeah, her and I do a lot of one-on-ones, which is awesome because she's been building her toolbox, and now she's starting to use some more things than she did last year, and she's really developing as a wrestler. So I'm excited to see how she climbs that ladder. Going from 8th to 6th in the first couple weeks of the season is already awesome.
Absolutely. And as a team, you're in the top 25, 21st in the nation. Pretty nice to look at. You know, if you look big picture, your second year as coach, and you're already top 25.
Yeah, it's awesome, especially since, you know, that's D1, 2, and 3
right.
all together.
Yeah.
And so I don't doubt that we're going to be up there in that top 10, 15 here soon. So we're climbing the ladder like we should be, and that's the reason why people should give D3s a chance. There's plenty of room for all of us, and our team's been killing it. So.
Well, and I'm going to guess not a lot of them have their own wrestling room. Like when you bring a recruit to campus or show them the facility.
Yeah, we have our wrestling buildings. They're like, oh, this is awesome. Like, you have your own space. We're like, yeah, we're right off campus. There's nobody over here. It's just you and the
Oh, so you're wrestling
the
in the office by the – are you over by the rugby field? Or?
Yeah, right, yeah. That building by the rugby field is our wrestling building. So
really?
All that's over there is coaches' offices and a wrestling room. So
you have that, and then you have the – gym off the Marilat, right? Off the weight room? Is that still kind of the wrestling room, too? Or?
No. That actually, about 5 years ago, they bought us a building, so we haven't been in there. It's now
so
a multi-purpose
even been in
room.
There.
No. Nope. We're right off campus all the time now.
Here's me, thinking I'm plugged in, but I'm not.
Yeah, they use it for other sports now.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a great wrestling room, but now we have our own building, so it's good.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So your next contest, you do get to travel.
Yeah,
out
quite
to Pennsylvania.
A ways. Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to in those kind of events?
So this is a duels tournament. So it's, again, that team versus team situation, which can be interesting when we have strategy for this versus an individual tournament where, you know, they're all kind of fending for themselves. I like the duels stuff because we can kind of bump and shift our people around and make it happen. And honestly, we just did that. 3 out of 4 duels, and we did really well. So now I'm excited to see where I could kind of move people around and fill those holes where maybe we lacked in our first set of duels and see if we can pull off all the wins this weekend on the duels.
Do you know how it's going to be as busy as the Marilat was?
No. This is a smaller tournament,
okay.
But we're wrestling 3 teams. So we'll have 3 chances, and hopefully we come out 3-0.
That'd be great. Well, best of luck on Sunday. The 23rd.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll get some wrestlers on the show here in the next few weeks. So best of luck to them and you moving forward.
Thank you, man.
All right. There you have it. Second year coach. We actually went overtime. I don't know if you knew that or not. But,
oh, no, sorry.
No, that's good. So I think our next coach.
He's late?
No.
Oh.
Might be a little on the nervous side.
That was me last
year. That was you last year.
Yeah.
Not now.
No, I prepared.
No, you were prepared. All right, again, Autumn Rocks with the wrestling team, the women's side over at Adrian College, the head coach. On the other side, we're going to go to the ice with women's D2 hockey. Coach is waiting in the wings. Again, the wings for the chicken pun. We'll be back from Frickers and Adrian on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
96.5 The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Bring your whole family to the Marillette for basketball this week. The ladies play at home on Tuesday and the men play on Wednesday. You can also catch hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back on the ACL Access Show. It's a Monday night at Frickers in Adrian. We're here till 8 o'clock right up to your Monday night football over on 96.5 The Cave. Josh Mitchell in our Cave Studios. Sales manager Stacy Mitchell, no relation. I was kind of surprised. I guess it's a pretty common name. Whatever. Just heard from the women's wrestling coach, Autumn Rux. We're going to talk to a couple of NCAA women's hockey players. Two of them. Probably a lot of personality there. We're now going to talk the ACHA women's D2 hockey team. We have their first year coach with me, Teresa DiMaggio. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
I know you were a last-minute addition because your boss told me, and I don't mean like Craig Rainey, the athletic director. I mean Mike Prang. So you wear two hats. You are obviously coach, and you're an assistant SAD.
Oh, yeah.
How do you balance that?
It's tough, but, you know, just setting a strict schedule with yourself to make sure you get everything done. Make sure you're taking care of the girls while also getting your work done on the SID side as well. So just balancing your schedule. Mike does a great job of understanding the hockey side of things as well.
So looking at, oh, man, I don't know about the second sentence here. So you coached for women's D1 at Michigan State. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's this next sentence. I didn't realize you played at Trine.
Yeah, I did. 4 years over there.
Huh. And they let you in the Arrington.
Yeah, just shockingly. Yeah. Shockingly, they did.
So did you know that you wanted to be a coach when you were a player?
Honestly, no. It kind of just always came up on me. You know, I graduated college and right out of college, an old coach of mine reached out to me, and he asked if I wanted to coach youth hockey. And so it was just kind of something I did on the side to help out the youth hockey world and girl hockey in general. And then more hockey opportunities kind of came into my hands, and it almost just felt like it's always something that's came to me, and I fell in love with coaching now.
You got the itch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got the itch.
Oh, yeah.
So the team this year, you're on a two-game heater.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Two-game. AdrianBulldogs.com if you really want to know the record. But you got a weekend sweep recently over University of Illinois, 5-0 and 5-4. It's nice to get off the schneid, as people say.
Oh, yeah.
Just crack through and get that first win.
Oh, yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about your team, kind of the roster makeup? Are you a younger team, older team? I know this team is relatively new, right, on campus. They're the youngest team, right, on campus?
I wouldn't say youngest team, honestly.
Sorry, I mean like in existence.
Oh, yeah, in existence, yeah. Okay. More of a newer team.
Right.
But as far as roster size, I mean, most of our girls are juniors and sophomores.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
With obviously coaching, you need to recruit too.
Oh, yeah.
How do you balance that, being that your season is your season happening during the recruiting season? You know what I mean? Are you coaching a game on Sunday afternoon and then hitting the road? Or how are you recruiting a team for next year?
Yeah, so it's tough because, I mean, our season lines up right with the U seasons, but their seasons start earlier than ours and then last longer than ours. So we get that opportunity to get ahead, start recruiting early, and then as soon as our season ends, we're hitting the road again and recruiting more. But in season, these off weekends really are huge to us. Just hit a tournament this weekend in Metro Detroit, so we weren't playing, so it was a great opportunity for me to catch those tournaments and watch a few girls. But honestly, when we're playing, it's really hard to go out to tournaments and recruit, just because we mainly recruit in Canada, so it's
do
hard
you
to
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, it's hard when you get done with a two-game weekend and then now you're catching, you get Sunday off or something like that, and you can't really hit the road anymore. But yeah, that's the tough part.
Are you all alone in this endeavor, or do you have an assistant or assistants, plural?
I'm all by myself on the women's D2 side. I will say the head women's D1 coach, Brendan Rambauer, he helps me out here and there. When he can, we usually go on recruiting trips together, kind of split up the work there. But as far as like games and practices, I'm basically a lone wolf because he's usually doing stuff. But when the women's D1 isn't playing, he's out helping me.
How do you? I'm gonna equate it to herding cats when you're coaching, because it's you and 28 to 30 skaters maybe in a practice. How does a typical practice go?
It's tough because you're trying to watch we have 18 girls, and you're trying to watch all 18 of them, and they're like, Coach, what can I do better on that? And I'm like, I'm watching everybody else,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I didn't see
so,
you.
Yeah. So I will say it's tough, but definitely learn to manage a practice based off of, just being me.
I talked to, I forget what coach it was. I said they filmed their practice. Oh, it was Tim Kaiser with basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that as well, or maybe something you could throw into your many free hours that you have?
I've honestly thought about it, but the problem is having somebody who could be there to film practices is the other issue. But right now we don't have any injuries, but fingers crossed we don't have this issue, but if we ever do, I do want to get those injured players involved and maybe film in practice.
Talking women's D2 hockey over at Adrian College, we have a couple of your leading point getters over. They're doing homework.
Yeah.
Nerd. No, just kidding. Akelia Graham is over there.
Yep.
And Gabby Brume is over there as well. Akelia, along with Catherine Graham, is that a typo?
No.
Same last name?
Yeah, same last name, but Catherine goes by Jax, actually. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that helps. Yeah. 3 goals apiece, and then Gabby and, is it Mia Nadeau?
Yep.
4 assists on the season?
Yep.
Those are pretty good numbers. I'd take that.
Oh, yeah.
About half a point a game.
Yeah, and Akilia's been huge. I mean, she just got back from injury. She's played about four games now, and she's already our leading point goer. So she's been great to have her back on the roster.
Is your team part of a league? I know some of them are different in the ACHA world. Are you independent, or is there a league you're playing?
We're in a conference. We're in the CCWHA conference.
CC. I know Women's Hockey Association. Oh, see you. Yeah.
It's so
the
many.
The CCWHA.
It's a Central Collegiate Women's Hockey Association. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very simple. Are there teams in there that maybe our common listener would know? Like a bigger school that they might know?
Yeah. Central Michigan's in our league. Michigan State's in our league. We just played them. Actually, Illinois is in there as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so some familiar teams.
Yeah.
Looking at the goalie situation, Emily Tracht, 0.925 save percentage. That's pretty good. But maybe the concerning number, it's over 3.5 goals a game.
Mm-hmm.
With that save percentage tells me she's facing quite a few shots, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she faces probably around, she probably averages 40 to 50 shots a game. But she's been unreal for us.
How are we going to fix that?
Just got to work on our D zone and just face, you know, how are we going to get the puck out of our zone? We've really struggled with getting the puck out of our zone recently, so just trying to figure that out and work through some things we're working on in practice this week and just keep going through it.
How much of coaching is, I feel like a common fan would be like, well, switch the lines, change the lineup. I'm sure you have to do that sometimes, but some of it could just be, you know, their play style, their strategy, or maybe it's just a bad bounce. What's your philosophy on that? Are you a line shuffler, or what do you go to?
I'm not necessarily a line shuffler. I feel like if something's working, keep it. I feel like for us, at the beginning of the year, we had a different D-zone system. We recently just switched it, and it's been a little bit better for us. As long as we just get the basics down, we should be able to get it, but we've just been continually practicing that, but necessarily I'm not a big line switcher. I want them to get used to playing who they're playing with so then they can keep that going. If you're switching up the lines, you're not going to be able to make that consistent.
You have an opportunity now, looking at the schedule, and unless Prang typed it wrong, you don't have a game until after Thanksgiving. Then it's two with Bowling Green in early December.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you going to practice, and how much time are you going to give the team off?
Yeah, so we practice this week, and then giving the girls Thanksgiving, the whole Thanksgiving week off, just to recuperate, and then we're right back at it right after Thanksgiving to practice every single week until our games. But this break will be good for us, a little bit longer than I was hoping for. I was hoping to roll our momentum from these Illinois games into we're supposed to play Maryville this week. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but just a longer break. We have to roll our momentum over into December now.
Postseason, how does it work in the D2 world?
Mm-hmm.
Is it everybody gets in, or how you do in your conference? What's that looking like?
Yeah, so ACHA Women's D2 is a little different than other programs, so they do rankings based off of the region you're in, but as far as going up to nationals, it's you got to win your league, and I believe it's the top two teams in your league or your conference gets to go. I'm not 100% sure on that, though.
So the two and record, how many of those are conference? You mentioned Illinois, that being conference.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have time to catch up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, basically the next round of our games is all conference games from here on out. So hopefully we could bring it back in and just kill it at conference playoffs this year.
That's right. You could be like butter.
Oh, yeah.
Get on a roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, nice butter joke.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you did it. You can exhale. Coach, awesome. I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
enjoy this break. I don't know how much SID stuff you're going to have to do. But take care of yourself and the team, and go get him in the second half.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
For sure. Once again, the head coach of the women's D2 Hockey Bulldogs, Teresa DiMaggio, joining me. The plan is to have a couple of NCAA hockey players. Okay, they're good to go. Boy, Mike was on the phone, panicking, sweating, looking around. We're good to go. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, here they are. They made it. Monday night on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Bring your whole family to the Marilat for basketball this week. The ladies play at home on Tuesday and the men play on Wednesday. You can also catch hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD. Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Bring your whole family to the Marilat for basketball this week. The ladies play at home on Tuesday and the men play on Wednesday. You can also catch hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD. Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Bring your whole family to the Marilat for basketball this week. The ladies play at home on Tuesday and the men play on Wednesday. You can also catch hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com here at Frickers, as we are most every Monday night during the athletic season. Ian Wett, we have Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. Stacy Mitchell over here buying me dinner. Thank you, Stacy. Gabby Brume doing stuff with ACTV. Josh Mitchell running the board back in our studio. Whew, that's a cast of characters. We talked with Mike Prang, Sports Information Director at the college. Also, Autumn Rocks with Women's Wrestling. And Teresa DiMaggio, the head coach of the ACHA Women's D2 hockey team. And now, as promised, again, a little nervous because Mike was on the phone. But never fear, they're here with the NCAA Women's Hockey Team, Paige Pomerleau and Emma Simon. A couple of forwards for the Bulldogs. Bumping up a little bit in the rankings. We'll get to that in a second. We'll go with Paige first. You're only a junior?
Yeah.
Okay. From Lewiston, Maine, I got to ask you, Maine, Adrian College, how did you get here?
I went to a prep school in Massachusetts at Winchendon, and my coach there reached out and was good friends with Skelly and wound up here.
And there you go.
Yeah.
And now Emma, sophomore,
yep,
from Howell, Michigan.
Yeah.
How did you hear of Adrian College, and what made you, and we'll shout out your sister too, for coming here to play hockey?
Yeah, well, I grew up playing in Chicago, and then my post-grad year I played in Pittsburgh and kind of was talking to Skelly my entire career back in Chicago, and then we reconnected in Pittsburgh, and here I am.
It's all about who you know, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, obviously, both of you had to buy into a new coaching staff. Paige will go, we'll go back and forth. Paige will go to you. Last year, Chad Davis comes back, so maybe you had to learn a little bit about Chad from his time at Adrian and what he'd been doing since then. But you obviously decided to stay in a world where a lot of people aren't. You know, they're jumping ship and going all over the place. What made you stay at Adrian College when Chad came on board?
You know, you just got to buy into that new coach and, like, what he believes in, and he believes in us, and that's what really matters at the end of the day. And Adrian just felt like home, so I really just wanted to stay.
Back over to you, Emma. I mean, being a sophomore now, you know, playing with Coach Davis now for year two, what kind of bought you and kind of kept you around?
Yeah, I mean, freshman year kind of coming in, everything was new. So it was just kind of another thing to add to the list, a new coach. So nothing really changed for me. I mean, it was all just new anyway, but kind of knew Chad from when he was recruiting at MSOE. So we talked a few years ago, actually. So yeah. I knew of Chad, but not like obviously now how I know him. But yeah, it was good. Just like Paige said, just buying in and everything. So yeah.
All right, so the team this year, Paige, you're 4-0 in the league. Two-game sweep against Aurora, 4-0 and 6-1. Did we get a chance to look at that goal?
I don't know. I didn't even look at
the one that it was.
I've heard it's
not a goal. Not a goal.
You can confirm. Yeah,
not a goal. Kara told me. Yeah. It was the post.
Oh, of course she told you.
Yeah, it was the post. Yeah. No, she went back and looked at it.
Yeah, but an encouraging weekend to keep things rolling after. You know, the first weekend you play another top team and, you know, drop a couple, but it must be nice to get back to your winning ways.
Yeah, we wanted to start with, like, a harder team. Like, we didn't want to – we could go play some below-average team and, like, sweep them again, but we wanted to start out strong with Augsburg, and we went there. We played our hardest, and, you know, we did what we did, and we learned from it, and now we are just riding the win streak.
That's right. And, Emma, kind of with the – a newer look team. I mean, lost quite a few from last year. A lot of seniors, some fifth year skaters going into that first weekend, playing another top team. I mean, you're no stranger to that. Now your time at Adrian College, but do you kind of echo what Paige said?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it was a really good weekend. I think to kind of see where we started off and just keep going from there. But we have a lot of young girls on the team, and obviously Paige and I are kind of stepping into a different role this year than what we were doing last year. So it's been really good getting the young ones all on the same page and kind of leading the way and just going from there. But it was a good weekend. We learned a lot of things, and yeah, we had fun, even though we lost, but it was still good.
Emma, you said different role. Don't scare me. You're not playing defense, are you?
No.
Yeah, we switched spots.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's funny.
Paige, you, I could tell Chad last year really wanted to try different things with you on the ice.
Yeah.
You know, put you in the power play in different spots and put you at forward in some situations. Do you really... I don't know if it's prefer one or the other, but do you seem comfortable kind of just wherever coach puts you?
Yeah, I mean, he's been itching to put me up there all last year, but, like, now it's his time. He's always – I go in every day. So my at forward, D, he goes, 99% sure. 99% sure you're staying at forward.
Got you locked in, right?
Yeah.
But he has to – you know, you have to be sure – on the back end, things are okay.
He trusts those girls back there. We got a strong blue line now, and I think we're set with it.
Emma, you mentioned new role. Thank goodness you're not. No offense, but I'm glad you're not playing defense.
You and me both.
Yeah.
No one needs to see me skate backwards.
How has it kind of changed for you from year one to year two? Then
I just think that there was a lot of older girls leading the way last year, which was great. Coming in my freshman year, there were a lot of role models that I could kind of look up to, and now that we have such a young team, we just kind of have stepped into that position of taking care of the penalty kill and taking care of power play and just kind of stepping into that role, and it's been really good though so far.
Looking at the stats, Paige, you lead the team with 4 goals. Emma, you lead them with assist. Are you passing to her, or are you not on the same line?
We are.
You are?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
So who's the third?
Oh, on our line?
Yes.
We got Riley Johnson with us.
Oh.
Yep.
Boy, that's a trio.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So the other, I guess the other lines, are they kind of set? Or are we kind of still trying to figure some things out early in the season, Paige?
I think that we're, like, we see who's clicking. Like, we see who's working with one another. But I think they're pretty good right now. Like, we have good depth in the team. And, like, we can trust all those girls on the other lines. But... you know, Chad, he always likes to try some new things out and just see what's working that week and who's giving it their all.
Emma, with we talked a little bit about the defensive side. Obviously, when we talked about leadership and ice time and things like that, you know, Maya and Catherine not being part of this program, I feel like they've been there for 8 years. but they are finally gone, and it's, you know, you can't fill someone's skates.
Yeah.
You know, in what they did for the program, but being a forward, you have to be comfortable with what's going on behind you. Obviously, you have confidence in, you know, your family back there too, literally.
Yeah.
But the other girls, is it a good mix of people coming back, transfers and freshmen, or what's that decor look like?
No, it's actually really good. I mean, they all kind of came in not really knowing what it was going to look like, but we got a good group of stay-at-home D. Not a lot of our girls are rushing the puck up. They're really, they stay back, yeah.
Rushing the puck, yeah, right there.
Hence
yeah.
why she's moved
yeah,
up
might
with
as well
me.
Just, yeah.
yeah, no, but they're a really good D core. They're young, but I think that they're sticking together and kind of learning from one another and holding each other accountable, and they're really leading the way. And I know we have a junior and then 3 sophomores and the rest are freshmen, right? Yeah. So young D core, but they're doing really good right now.
Going back to Paige, last year, what it kind of came down to with the Slots Cup tournament is where the final got played. Basically, we let a point or two get away early in the season, and we had to play those games at Norbert. So how important is it to not only win these games, but get the full 6 points every weekend that you can?
Yeah, we've been preaching that a lot. Like, we got to get these NCHA games, like, locked down. Like, we can't have that again. We want to play at home. Playing at home is such an advantage for us. I feel like we just play way better there.
Emma, do you guys talk pretty openly about expectations for the team, or is it kind of a quiet thing?
No, it definitely is talked about. Yeah.
Okay.
We hold the standard pretty high. there's a lot of expectations coming in, being a Bulldog. Like, you just, we show up every single day, and if you're not, it's noticeable, and just keep each other accountable and move forward.
All right, looking down the road for your schedule, December you're going to play nationally ranked Gustavus Adolphus, and you could also play Amherst, who could be ranked in the time you play them. And right now, St. Norbert's still ranked? If not, obviously the rivalry there. How important is it, Paige, you've been in the program for a few years now, to play those games, and you like to win them, obviously, but to kind of get a taste of what playoff hockey is going to be like?
Yeah, those games are definitely like a lot more challenging than some of the other teams that we face, and we take pride in those games, and we work really hard, and I just feel like we just need to like win those games. Like, we're not a losing team. We play Adrian hockey, and that's like the standard here.
Kind of the same thing, Emma, like, well, it's now your second year. You've heard about the expectation, but now, like, the day in and day out, like, expectation to win, but not only, okay, we need to win, how do we do that? Right? You know, last year you were playing with skaters that have been around the team 4 or 5 years, so they kind of knew what it took. What's it like for you now, stepping up in the sophomore year, to kind of get that feeling and figure out, okay, here's what it's like?
I think our fifth years and seniors and all the older girls last year did a really good job of like showing all of us freshmen kind of what it was about, playoff hockey, and like we just the expectations that we have for those games. And like Paige said, like, we do take pride in the big games because we play a lot of teams that we kill, like 14-1 or something, so you really want to play in those big games. So it's, let's work as hard as we can in our conference games to have the ability to get to the big important ones.
I think those are on the road, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you host any ranked team until maybe you get to Norbert later in the year. Paige, those bus trips are lengthy, most of them.
Yeah.
But it's a chance to kind of continue to build that teamwork and chemistry.
Yeah, 100%. We just work on like getting there, getting set up, get there, leave on Thursdays, and then be dialed in for Friday and Saturday.
Same thing. I mean, I feel like hockey players are used to trips.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. So nothing new really for you, but just kind of a new group of girls this year.
Yeah, a lot of them play AAA hockey, travel for AAA, or you go to boarding school and you travel. But yeah, we travel far. We just did 12 hours when we went to Augsburg, so I think we're just set now with being on the road and everyone adapted, so I think we're good.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Well, your next game on the road, Lawrence University. I don't think I've been there, but is that a decent-ish trip?
We like, haven't been there either.
It's like 8-9 hours.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, up there a little bit. Well, best of luck. Series starting on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern time starts for both of those. The Cave will have 5 games of yours on the schedule, so be ready for that. They're like, great, here we go again. But Paige, thanks for your time, and
yeah,
Emma as well. Appreciate it, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you so much.
And once again, a couple of Adrian College NCAA women's hockey players, Paige Pomerleau and Emma Simon. Bulldogs again on the road Friday, Saturday at Lawrence University. I'd like to thank Tara here at Frickers, our helper, to get us through the night, get me dinner, keep me, you know, from being so hangry, or, you know, whatever it may be. Josh Mitchell back in our studio, Stacy Mitchell right here, Gabby Brume running the camera for ACTV. I'd like to thank the coaches and players for being on the show today. We'll be back next week for the AC All Access show from Frickers and Adrian, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. I'm Ian Wendt. We'll see you next week.